Well, let me thank all of you for being here, but also thank you very much for your service. And Mr. Chairman and Senator Corker, I thank you very much for arranging this hearing. It's very clear that the type of conduct that President Assad has done in Syria, the pattern of his actions creating a humanitarian crisis, and now the use of chemical weapons, the evidence that's been presented, it's clear that we have to respond, and a military response is justified. So I support your efforts, and Mr. Secretary, the way that you have described it is what I think we need to do. We have to have a tailored mission that deals with degrading and deterring the use of chemical weapons. We need to have it focused on that mission. It's got to be done in a way that protects civilians the best that we can. And it's got to be a very limited duration. But I just want to come back to the point that the chairman raised in your own comments, where you say we should shut that door as tightly as possible when dealing with putting our troops on the ground in Syria. I've read the resolution that you presented to us. I think it is broader than what you have stated the President's intentions on the mission, and I understand that, and I understand the President's strong desire to keep the mission very tight. And it certainly does not leave open, it does not close the door on the introduction of ground troops. I've also heard your comments about the unexpected, something could happen. I would just point out that the President, as Commander-in-Chief, has the authority, the inherent authority, to act in urgent situations where time requires that action. And I would suggest, as you have come to Congress for this authorization, if circumstances change and there's time to come to Congress, you'll have the opportunity to come back to Congress and seek our participation. We are a separate branch of government, as you recall. So I just want to urge you in the strongest possible terms to work with our leadership to draft a resolution that is as tight as we can make it to allow you to carry out the mission that you have defined here today so that we can go back and tell the American people that we in Congress are supporting your action but are not leaving open the door for the introduction of American troops into Syria. I want to talk a little bit about the specific military operations, and I'm going to leave most of this for tomorrow in our discussions. But I just want General Dempsey and Secretary Hagel to understand whether the mission is to degrade the weapons and deter the use of chemical weapons. Have you put into that equation the fact that obviously Syria is aware that we are contemplating military action and therefore may try to change the equation during this period of time to make it more difficult for us to carry out that mission? Has that been brought into your planning stages?
Yes, Senator, it has. And, you know, time works both ways. You recall about a week and a half ago there was a significant leak of military planning that caused the regime to react. So time works both ways. We have some pretty significant intelligence capabilities, and we continue to refine our targets.
Both of you have indicated your concern about American military involvement in Syria, that it could draw us in a way that we do not want to be drawn into an internal conflict. Are you also putting into your plans ways to prevent that type of drawing in of America into the internal conflict in Syria?
Senator, we are. As I noted in my opening statement, we have taken great care and much time and looking at all, not only the options to present to the President, but the contingencies that may be a consequence of the President selecting one of those options, including what you have just noted. It is imperfect, as I said, and I think everyone recognizes, there's always risk. We've tried to minimize that risk in every way we can, every presentation we've made to the President. The President has insisted on that, collateral damage across the board. So, yes, we've taken a lot of time to focus exactly on your point.
Secretary Kerry, you point out that if we don't act, we're liable to lose some friends. And I just really want to point out, we do have a direct interest here. We not only have a humanitarian reason to respond to the use of chemical weapons, we have a direct American interest in that region, and we have Americans that are in that region that are at risk if additional chemicals are used. So I see a direct connection to U.S. interests. You say we might lose some friends if we don't act. Why don't we have more participation in the U.S. Military response in addition to just support? It seems to me that this appears to be, we understand America would be in the lead, but it does not seem like we have a growing list of countries that are actively joining us in the military operation.
Well, first of all, there is no definitive list at this point in time because the President has not made the decision as to specifically which set of choices he's going to operate on. Secondly, as many countries as we could conceivably need to be able to be helpful in a limited operation have volunteered to be helpful, and they stand ready to take part in any specific operation. And we're very, very comfortable with that. But the bottom line, in many ways, remains that we're talking about very specific kinds of capacities that, in some cases, only the United States of America possesses. And so that's remains open. It's a process that will evolve as this debate evolves and as the President makes his decisions and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the military present him with the various options, and those will probably evolve as you mentioned. People may make adjustments in Syria, and I can assure the Syrians, General Dempsey and his people were making adjustments as they go along.
Well, I would hope we would have stronger international participation. Is there a consideration of a role for NATO to play here, considering that one of NATO's partners, Turkey, is on the direct front line here on the use of chemical weapons? Can we is that being considered?
Well, as you say, is it being considered? Everything is being considered, and all of these things are being evaluated. Discussions are taking place. I will be meeting on Saturday in Vilnius with European ministers. I know this topic will come up, and most of them, they're all members of NATO, so we will have, or most of them are, not all of them. So we'll have some discussions when we're there. But at the moment, this is a limited operation with the scope of support that the President makes a judgment that we ought to have. We will have very broad, we have already very broad, I think we've had some 53 nations or countries and organizations have acknowledged that chemical weapons were used here and have condemned it publicly. 31 nations have stated publicly that the Assad regime is responsible, and I think we're at about 34 countries have indicated that if the allegations are true, that they would support some form of action against Syria. So there's a very broad coalition that's growing of people who believe we ought to take action against Syria, but the question is, you know, whether or not it makes sense for whatever number to be part of it is a decision that our military and the President have to make as we go along here.
I'll reserve the rest of the questions to the closed session. Thank you.
Senator Rubio. Gentlemen, will sit down or I'll have the officer remove you. Police will make sure that the committee is in order.
Uranium and quite prosperous in Iraq. Where is your high
Senator Rubio.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.